can't believe it. It feels like forever that we've been planning this road trip, and now the day's finally here. It's been, what, 3 months since we had that talk? I still can't believe you made it happen that quickly. Mm-hmm. You really are my hero, you know? Oh, I can't wait to get started. Come on, we should go to that restaurant. It should be the dinner menu around this time. You know how much I love their breadsticks. Babe, what are you looking at? Of course I know you're looking at me, dork, but why? I look excited? Well, it's because I am. 4 days of something new and exciting, and all with my very favorite person on the whole planet. How could I be anything but excited? To be honest, while it's exciting to do these things with you, I'm just glad you're letting yourself rest. All those long hours you work, I'm so thankful that you make sure that we can live comfortably. So many people would love to be where I am. A nice house, a beautiful view, an amazing partner. I get to live feeling safe and secure because of you. I don't have to worry about getting sick and not be able to go get checked up. There's always food on the table. You've even got backup snacks prepared for us everywhere. Even when we do random spur-of-the-moment things like this, it feels natural. I feel at home with you, wherever we are. Oh my gosh, okay. Yes, we did plan this trip, but that's not the point. I still wake up and think to myself that it was me who got lucky finding you. I know you're driving, but can I hold your hand? I love you. Well, that was fun. No, I'm not tired. Well, okay, maybe a little bit. We've been out all day. What was my favorite part of the day? Gosh. You're really going to make me think about these past 2 days, aren't you? Let's see. First, there was the cafe. I really liked their selection. I'd honestly come back here just for that matcha latte. I didn't even think those were real. The movie we watched afterward was okay. I'm glad the theater wasn't too packed. Cuddling with you was the fun part. Oh, and then the restaurant we went to for lunch. What was that? Was that Thai? I think I like Thai food a lot now. There's so much flavor and spices with every bite. It was amazing. Oh gosh, I feel like I gained 10 pounds just from the basil fried rice. I didn't know you knew so much about Thai cuisine, though. Wait, really? You researched everything beforehand? Aw, that's cute. What came after the restaurant? Oh, was it the museum? No, the aquarium. Interesting date idea, by the way. I don't think anyone's ever taken me on a silent date before. Taking turns playing music for each other? No, it wasn't awkward at all. It felt kind of nice, actually. Okay, fine. It was a little awkward, but in the good way. Like when we first started dating. Those little butterflies of excitement whenever it was my turn to play a song. It really puts into perspective just how long it's been since we've been together. Come here and give me a hug. It's getting cold. The aquarium was an interesting place for me. I know I've told you this before, but when I was younger, I used to be afraid of the ocean. It was just so much. It was vast. Dark and scary. And my mom had to take me home from a class field trip because I couldn't stop crying at the jellyfish. Shut up, don't laugh. I didn't didn't feel any of that with you, though. It was almost magical. Standing beneath that giant window, we were dwarfed by the animals floating in the tank, and I felt so small compared to them. When I turned away and looked at you, you were mesmerized. There was this look of awe in your eyes as you gazed upon them. A childlike twinkle washed all over your face as you admired them. I realized I had the same look on my face whenever I look at you. I know this is super cliche, but I've never met anyone that's made me feel the same way you do. Even though we've spent so much time together, there's just something about the way you treat me. It makes me feel like all my problems will wash away. Whatever's troubling me is just a drop in the ocean to be taken away by the tides. Oh, wow. And the day isn't even over, is it? We still went to the amusement park. Gosh, all the food and the rides. It all went by so fast, but it was exhilarating. I still think you let me win that whack-a-mole game, and you really can't tell me otherwise. There's no way I got double your score on my first try like that. Oh, hey, I'm sorry about getting grumpy in the middle of it all. I was just super upset that bird pooped on me, of all people. What? I really like that dress. Yeah, it'll wash off, but oh my gosh, that's not the point. Ugh, you're so dense sometimes. I love you anyway. You and your boneheaded, giant mess of confidence and pride. Thank you for putting up with me. I know I can be a lot to handle. I'm not perfect. And I feel bad because sometimes I think I'm just another burden on your shoulders to carry. I know that you can handle whatever gets thrown at you, but still, I shouldn't be adding to your problems, right? Can I be honest with you? Okay. I wasn't sure that this trip was gonna happen. You promised that it would be a thing, but whenever you came home, you looked so tired. I didn't think you had it in you to schedule a trip and make it happen the way you did. It broke my heart to see you come in the front door, give me a kiss, and slump into one of the kitchen chairs. The way you dumped your bag on the floor, your shoulders rolled forward and your head tucked down, you looked defeated, tired, beyond tired. I wanted nothing more than to just scoop you up in my arms and give you the love you so desperately looked like you needed. It hurts sometimes when you'd be so exhausted and you'd brush past me without a word, just going right to the couch. You'd eat dinner through instinct alone and then do the absolute minimum to get ready for bed. Shh, baby, I'm not judging you. All I'm saying is that I understand. Work can really get you down sometimes. That's why I try my best to be there for you. I don't know if you ever noticed, but I always made sure everything was already laid out for you at night to go to bed. In the morning, I'd do the same for you when you had to leave again. When we finally got in bed, you were always just conked right out immediately. As soon as your head hit the pillow, you were out. There were so many nights I stayed up and just looked at you while you slept. Okay, that part sounded a little bit weird, but the only time you looked relaxed and at peace was when you were asleep. I'd run my hands over your body and I'd feel all those knots and tense muscles. I'd massage them until they loosened up and went away. It made me feel like I was helping, even if it was just a little bit, to see you breathe slower and relax. You know what, though? I had faith in you. You're not one to back out of a promise, and when you told me we're going on a road trip, I believed it. I believed you. I admit there were times when I had almost given up on the idea of it, but you always pull through. For me, right? I'm wrong? What do you mean? You're not only at peace when you're asleep? Oh, you're at peace whenever you see me, and you're most relaxed with me? You're such a charmer. Babe, I know you do all of this for me, and I'm so grateful for it, but... Gosh, you're an idiot. You overworking, callous, stupid idiot. I can't believe you'd make me cry tonight. And now my makeup's gonna smear. Oh, but you're my idiot. I don't want anyone else. I want you. I want you. You and you alone. I love you.